Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Luce. Welcome to another edition of Luce Trails and Tales. We take an extended look at the people and the places in rural America that truly make it what it is. Luce Trails and Tales made possible by Superior Livestock Auction. This week, the sale on Thursday. More details about the cattle that are selling can be found online along with your rep at SuperiorLivestock.com. The All-American Beef Battalion continuing to say thank you to our nation's soldiers, sailors, airmen, marines, Coast Guardians, and National Guardsmen. We can only do that with your involvement, and your involvement is first place to go is steaksfortroops.com. Pay to the order helps it make it possible. And reminding you about the National Piedmontese Association in conjunction with Lone Creek Cattle Company. April 20th and 21st in Broken Bow, Nebraska, my lovely bride will be there. Go to Lone Creek Cattle Company, that's co.com for full details about what is happening in the Piedmontese and the Certified Piedmontese program. If you'll remember a few years ago, I made a little journey to the Big Apple, New York City, because the horse and carriage sector, which had been operating uninterrupted since 1865, had been challenged by a new mayor. Well, there's a prototype. The prototype was set in New York City. We won. And yet the challenges come in every single form and fashion all around this country. Today we're learning that Debbie Hay, carriage operator from downtown Chicago, is facing some bullying tactics as well. First of all, what are things like in the Windy City today, Debbie?
Overcast, bit of a wet day, about 40.
Has to be windy too, right? It's a Windy City.
It's always a Windy City. That came from the politicians.
Yeah, exactly.
They were windy.
Some things never change, right?
No, they always come back at you.
How long have you been operating a carriage in Chicago?
From about 1985. That's last century, I guess.
Why did you start doing that?
Why?
Yeah.
I drove carriages and began the process of taking over the business from the mounted patrol officers that were using it incorporated, mm-hmm. and I bought the business from them. They had had it for about 5 years, and raising families, didn't have as much time, and they wanted to move on, keep their full-time jobs.
I actually had kind of forgotten about this until I just started talking to you. I think it was 2011. I was very fortunate to bring my team of horses and my chuck wagon and participate in the Chicago Thanksgiving Day Parade. And I bring that up only because I've never been particularly fond of Chicago, to be honest. It's such a drain on downstate Illinois. And yet my experience with my horses and how the police treated us and how everybody handled that parade and how they made us feel so welcome, including the stables where they have an indoor theater. And I should remember the name of it. You're probably going to tell me whether they had stalled several horses there. But there's an indoor dinner theater where people come and watch the dinner theater while they're enjoying a horse theater.
Well, similar to... I can't think of the name of it, but
yeah.
the jousting thing.
Right.
Similar to that theme.
But I was so impressed.
Medieval times.
Yes, exactly. I was so impressed at how they took care of the horses, the great lengths that people went to in the middle of this city to make sure the horses are cared for. So there is no way possible anybody could ever have any question about how you care for your horses. Right, Debbie?
Right. I also leased that building, kept my horses there. It mm-hmm. is now an empty lot. It has been torn down for a development of condominiums, maybe apartments. They keep changing their mind.
Yeah.
So the last remaining stable in Chicago is not there.
So where do you keep
Except
your horse?
Mounted unit.
Where do you keep your horses?
Well, we lease a building, one story. Yeah, you know, it's got a yard in the back and a 5,000 square foot, you know, manufacturing type building.
Mm-hmm. Who's bullying you?
Chicago Alliance for Animals. Her name is Jody Weediger. She's the main person.
Why should you have horses in Chicago?
Well, historically, horses have been in Chicago for hundreds of years. They built the city. And it's a happy situation. You know, we're happy to provide a service for people to propose, get married, tour the city, and watch, look at the sights of our wonderful city. Why shouldn't we? We have a nice animal enterprise going on.
Mm-hmm.
Harmless.
I don't know. I have ridden a carriage in Chicago. I did it when we were there for the parade. And it is just the best way for me. Obviously, I'm biased because I like animals to begin with. But it is, you see so many things when you're riding in a carriage. And it's almost like you have this 30, 40, a minute, an hour's worth of utopia about what's going on around you. And yet people want to remove that. I don't understand.
I don't either. When I have a problem or a headache or whatever and walk out to my barn, problem solved. You kind of go away, disappear in some, you know what I mean. When you're in the barn, there's a sense of calmness, a sense of your problems aren't there.
Mm-hmm. What do you do? I'm sorry, Debbie, go ahead.
No, that's okay.
What do you do to ensure the safety of your horse?
What do I do? Well, they have veterinary care, and every four veterinarians I can call. I feed them a very quality feed, get hay from my hay farmer from the same field every year, which is consistent. They're shot, their teeth are done.
You're bringing back a lot of memories that I forgot I even had. I'm now reminded of a time when a complete stranger took me home. Well, I didn't say that right, Debbie. Let me restate this.
Of course,
no. I was in Chicago O'Hare. Flight got canceled to South Bend, Indiana. And the lady sitting next to me, whose name is Frances Shavers, I still communicate with her from time to time. She works for the University of Notre Dame. Anyway, our flight got canceled. I needed to be in South Bend for a speaking engagement. And she said, I don't know if this makes sense or not, but would you like to ride with me? And so I did. I mean, it's old-fashioned courtesy and hospitality like we used to have. But she had to stop by an unnamed high-end grocery store on the way home. And that was a great experience for me as well, because I got to go in the grocery store and see all of the things they're selling for a lot of money. And we got into this conversation about animal welfare. And about the time we did that, Debbie, a horse and carriage walked by. And Frances looked at me and she said, Trent, look at that horse hanging its head. Are you going to tell me it's not depressed and it's not working in an environment that it shouldn't be working in? And that was like an aha moment for me, because I work with horses. We've had at one time 70 horses on the range. We now own 25. And when a horse is completely calm and content, what do?
They're pretty much, top line is flat.
That's exactly right. If a horse has its head up and is alert, it's startled, it's stressed, it's worried about where the next predator is coming at it.
Looking about, yeah.
Exactly right. That's a means of protection. So when you have a horse driving a carriage down State Street in Chicago and it's got its head down, it has complete confidence in you, the driver, not to put it in peril. But it was an aha moment for me, where people just, they continually transport or transfer human emotions into animals, and it's almost exactly the opposite. You must have this conversation on a pretty regular basis.
I do. Oh, no. I do. I mean, we love our animals. We're trying to take horses that maybe we don't know their history. Maybe we do, because I raised all my horses for the past 20 years. So, starting from the time they were born to go out and drive a carriage, I kind of know the personality that I'm looking for. That's why they were bred at my house, and the stallion, the mares, they were proven horses, and we use calm horses. We don't use the horse that's looking for the big monster. Now, with more experience, they gain trust in their environment. you know, they're trained. They're going to do it, just like a reining horse is going to do its job. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense. But you're talking to a person that's raised over 1 million animals in his lifetime. The challenge that we have is explaining what you just said to, 7 million Chicagoans. But really the problem is there's only seven people who don't want to see the truth. And those seven people ultimately can be the problem. So we're only dealing with a few people. That's really what it amounts to, Debbie.
I know, but their agenda is totally emotionally based. Mm-hmm. Not factually based. I mean, they're animal rights activists. Their agenda is to shut you out of business.
Yeah. Actually, I think for the most part, their agenda is to use that emotion that you talked about to generate money so that they can attempt to they can give rhetoric to solving a problem that they've created. That's typically their agenda.
Yeah.
What do you want us to do? Debbie, we have 1 minute. What do you want us to do?
Well, be aware that we can't stay quiet when it comes to this being in the crosshairs of the animal activists. And they lie. Their agenda is to put us out of business, which is just not a good situation. Instead of solving problems when you're accusing us of being cruel to the animals, you could solve problems by offering heated water troughs instead of us bringing water to the stand when the horses are out in the winter. They could just, I don't know.
Yeah, they don't need to bring you water. They need to leave you to take care of your own property as you see fit, because nobody cares more about the health and well-being of that horse than you do. Your livelihood depends upon that horse. Take your water to some homeless person that needs it on the street. That's what I say.
Thank you.
Debbie, we're out of time. We'll have to do this again, and maybe I'm going to have to come to Chicago and see you.
You can. That would be lovely.
If the mayor will let me.
Don't worry about the mayor. You can come to my house. I'm a farm.
Loose trails and tails. It's getting better. Debbie Hay from Chicago. Another example of animal ownership under attack. Please don't be complacent. Always remember, be gentle, stay firm.